This, of course, has marvelous implications for impoverished areas where people suffer from starvation. When they tried it with tulips, they found thorns appearing on their stems. And this appeared to be an original trait that gardeners had long since bred away. The effect didn't just work on plant seeds either. When they tried the same experiments with trout eggs, they found that a much stronger and more disease-resistant trout was formed. Best of all, they tried out the process on 200 million-year-old spores that had been found in a salt deposit 140 meters deep in the ground. Even though nothing else had been able to revive these spores, simply zapping them with the electrostatic field brought them back to life, as if the 200 million years didn't even matter. Unfortunately, this was a chemical company, and a large part of their business depends on agricultural plants being weak and vulnerable, so they require chemical fertilizers. Once Ciba Geigy realized that these plants could put them out of business, they quickly stopped pursuing this new technique. Thankfully, the original papers survived, so this information was not lost. Another weird discovery emerged in National Geographic News from 2009. Scientists from the University of Rennes in France drowned 120 different spiders from three different species in water. They probed the spiders every 2 hours until they appeared to be completely dead, which took 24 hours for the forest species and either 28 or 36 hours for the two marsh species. Once the spiders had apparently died, the scientists left them out to dry so they could be weighed. Amazingly, the spiders' legs began twitching, and they came back to life, with the longest time interval being 2 hours for the marsh species that took 36 hours to die. Of course, the scientists assume this is the result of a coma rather than actual death. But it raises fascinating questions. Life may be far more resilient than we normally give it credit for. Just like we saw in the 34,000-year-old bacteria that reanimated after 2.5 months, or in Garayev's dead seeds from Chernobyl, if you have genetic material that is already fairly close to being alive, even if it is technically dead, a little jumpstart may be all you need to reanimate it. This is obviously a much easier and faster process for the source field to use, rather than creating life out of otherwise inanimate molecules. Life forms that rewrite their own genetic code. If we want to understand this new concept of evolution even further, we must be aware that some species can rearrange their own DNA without the use of any outside electrostatic fields, such as we saw in the Ciba Geigy experiments. As of April 2009, a Rockefeller University study revealed that a parasite known as Trypanosoma brucei, which creates African sleeping sickness, is able to spontaneously rearrange its own DNA so it cannot be defeated by the body's immune system. Amazingly, the parasite is able to dice up and rearrange both strands of its DNA, changing its outer coat so it can continue to avoid being detected. Though the scientists involved in this study suspected the parasite was doing this as early as 2007, they didn't find the proof until 2009. According to their press release, adapted for Science Daily, this suggested a common mechanism by which parasites and humans rearrange their DNA. It was unbelievable, Dr. Oliver Dreesen says. One experiment after another and it just worked. These scientists were apparently unaware of a similar effect that was discovered by Dr. Robert Pruitt, a geneticist with Purdue University, in 2005. Pruitt and his associates were studying a mustard-like plant called Arabidopsis, which is commonly used in laboratory experiments. Specifically, they were exploring a mutation in one of the genes that made the flowers clump together in an odd, misshapen way. What they found was that even when the plants inherited this mutation from both of their parents, over a 3-year period of study, fully 10% of them reverted back to normal. They rewrote their own DNA, and fixed the mutation. The startled scientists examined the plant's DNA and confirmed that it had been transformed back into its original healthy form. This is a spontaneous DNA rewrite to fix a mutation, and it deals another critical blow to the Darwinian model. If DNA has an underlying wave component that can correct mutations, Darwin may have just lost his job. According to Dr. Elliot Meyerowitz, a plant geneticist from the California Institute of Technology, Pruitt's finding looks like a marvelous discovery. I also like this study because it proves that no giant industrial company can ever create true Terminator seeds that will always destroy themselves after a single generation. Nature always finds a way to repair the damage. Another example of marvelous genetic repairs comes from Francis Hitching's 1982 book, The Neck of the Giraffe, Where Darwin Went Wrong. Hitching reported on his experiments with the fruit fly, technically known as Drosophila, which is one of the most common living organisms studied in biology experiments. Even though various scientists have used radiation to try to dramatically speed up the rate of mutation, fruit flies refuse to become anything but fruit flies under any circumstances yet devised. Even more interestingly, when Hitching took away all the genetic codes from both sets of parents that would build eyes for the fruit fly, they nonetheless regrew their eyes in roughly 5 generations. According to Hitching, somehow, the genetic code had a built-in repair mechanism that re-established the missing genes. Of course, that makes us ask a much deeper question. What is the genetic code? More and more, we are seeing evidence of a guiding intelligence that can somehow modify the genetic code in ways that will benefit the organism.